to be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the recent past and Rick's sister's bedroom. This is the worst little podcast in the world. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Joining me today are my good friends Nick Ramirez and Dogwater Dick. Back again, we've got Chewbacca, and joining us on the show is Jess Cherry Bear.
Hi.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi.
Hello, hello.
That was fun.
That was good.
Nice.
Threw it in just...
There you go.
With the add-ons, it was just right.
You still got it, Rory.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. You know, I was getting complacent there towards the end of the summer. I didn't change it up for a few weeks. Oh, tell you about it. Oh, yeah. Was it getting boring?
I wouldn't call it complacent. You did a great job.
Oh, yeah. How'd you do? How was the hinterlands of the state?
It was cold and nasty out there the last couple days, but it was overall good, productive, and, you know, laid a lot of brick. It's about, got to get out to see the Elko nightlife on the weekends a little bit.
There is such a thing?
Oh, yeah. Elko's a party in town.
How about the gay bars?
There's no gay bars.
Only boobies.
Well, there's a lot of cowboy bars, which may.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
which in your. I've seen.
Glory hole.
A lot of gay people I notice are into country music.
I know a few. Lesbians, especially.
Well, yeah.
Lesbians like line dancing.
Lesbians like a lot of things that I like also.
Like women.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with you. So I have a lot in common with lesbians.
One night, I was out with me and my bricklayer buddies, about eight of us were just walking around from bar to bar. We met a girl at one bar. And
some les is just
playing darts with her, and she was pretty good at darts. I did end up beating her, but she was pretty good, and I was talking to her about it, and she's like, yeah, you know, I used to play with my ex-boyfriend. He used to beat me all the time. I said,
sexually.
I said, oh, really? He beat you all the time? Because really, you're a pretty good darts player. She's like, oh, no, not at darts. He used to beat me all the time.
Oh, my God, that's awful.
Hi, how are you?
Except that it wasn't a joke.
No, it wasn't a joke, but it was kind of disturbingly funny.
But that's like when you meet somebody and inside of 10 minutes they've told you they've had 3 abortions.
Yeah, well, she was definitely
wondering. Like,
she was a she was a product of her environment, and she was typical of, I think, most Elko
Elkovians.
People, yeah,
is that what do you call somebody from Elko?
Elkin.
An Elkin. I like.
Do you speak Elkin?
I like Elkovian.
She's an Elkin princess.
No. No, it's nice out there, really, though. I mean, but it's a party of
town.
Oh,
it's gorgeous out there.
It's beautiful. And, yeah. It is fun. As far as small Nevada towns go, Elko's like a metropolis.
Right, right. It's got a town square and everything, right?
Yeah. Sort of, yeah.
I remember when they got a street light.
They got
it was
like
a big deal.
There's about 6 or 7 of them now.
Now, yeah. But I remember the first, I was like, beginning of high school.
And with the gold and everything, Elko County has about 5% unemployment, whereas the rest of Nevada has about 15%. So
we should move there to pay the rent.
You could.
Chewy does.
There are jobs and there are houses being built, like brand new houses.
You should just buy a house out that way for yourself.
I don't want to. I like living in Reno more than anything.
Well, no, stay living here, but just own something out there.
I couldn't afford to right now. Houses out there are still worth $200,000 that are worth nothing here, so.
How is the homecoming with the wife? And
it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's she doing?
She's doing wonderful. She's all of 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Really? Yep. Congratulations.
But she's still in a great mood. And
is she getting around?
Still a lovely person.
Or,
yeah. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. She doesn't waddle or anything. People are always like, well, is she waddling or is she being a bitch?
She doesn't
she's
look
doing none
enormous
of that, no.
For being as short as she is.
She is. Sure, her stomach's gigantic. Yeah. But she's still, but she's still small and cute.
Another human being inside
exactly.
of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was one point in my sister's pregnancy where she was big around as she was tall.
Dude, well, she had
twins.
Yeah,
but she had two people.
Yeah. She had full-sized twins. Oh, they weren't like tiny little twins.
It was
they were
weird.
Like a full-size baby each.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Well, I got a feeling our baby's got to be big. She's going to end up being big when she comes out because my wife is uncomfortable. Girl.
Man, I haven't been listening. Now I have like a month to knit a sweater for a little baby girl, and I just should be paying more attention.
November 6th is the due date, so it may be
Nikes
anytime around then.
Very cool.
So yeah, but we're pretty excited. I'm glad to be home. I'll be done. I don't have to work again until probably February. So I'm
nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the time at home and
Yeah, well, it'll be good to have you here with us.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Well, and you'll be around for the first, like, 3 months. Those are really critical. Yep. Awesome. Good
totally.
For you.
Yeah. And, yeah,
good timing.
And she's off. My wife's off paid for the first 3 months after the baby's born, so.
Cool.
So nice. We're good.
Yeah.
Nice. Good. Yeah, through the rough stuff, and yep. now you get to
Yeah,
enjoy.
And she's getting around. Like, well, I said she's getting around. We went to the UNLV football game on Saturday with my sister and her
How
husband.
How was that?
It was awesome. Typical. I mean, that's 7 years in a row now we beat those guys.
Yeah, let's go Pack.
And fuck UNLV.
Fun love.
I really dislike them. But after the game, we walked all the way from Mackey Stadium all the way to the Calneva and got a cab the rest of the way. But she walked all the way down that way and didn't complain or anything.
Wow.
Carrie, another human being.
Yep.
Wow.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah. That's it was cool.
Hopefully you took small steps so she could just kind of.
She can't take anything but small steps. She's very, she's a very small person.
Yeah.
So I imagine, it probably wasn't the quickest
no. When we first started dating over 10 years ago now, and we went for a walk the first time and walked around downtown, I was amazed that she kept up with me because I'm about 18 inches taller than she is.
And you're a big dummy who just keep walking at
your own
pace.
Yeah, and I'm a fast walker, but she kept up and was able to carry a conversation, even keeping up with me. So
That
was one of the first impressive things that
one
that
of the
about
signs
her,
of this is a keeper.
Yeah, maybe I'll hang out with her again and eventually... I just kept saying it, and then she was just around. It's been 10 years now.
Wow. She just glommed onto you, is how it was.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
10 years. That's a long time.
Yep.
Well, congratulations. So,
well, thank you.
Definitely. But, hey, let's turn ourselves to our guest for this week.
Woo! Hi.
How you doing, Jessica of Cherry Bear Records?
Yeah.
Welcome.
Welcome to the show again, because you have
you've been on here three or four times before.
This has never been my bedroom, and I'm excited.
She's always been in the back with Rick,
so to speak. somebody else who used to live here.
Yeah, totally. Small town.
Yeah, wow.
You haven't quite had a revolving door policy here, but you've had a...
Well, Felix jokes about it, but you really do have, like, a home for wayward boys.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, Rick took me in, straightened me out, and when he churned me out, I was fully capable of being the spearheading the domestic tasks and taking care of a kid.
Straightened you right out.
Yeah.
I teach people how to live
as real
human beings.
That's true, because you take such good care of them that they start to think, wouldn't it be nice if I could take care of myself like this?
I can honestly say I sucked a lot more dick before I moved in with Rick than after.
That's disgusting.
The dick sucking went down as you came in contact with me.
Yeah.
That's weird. Life you wouldn't think it would go that way.
The gay man straightened me out. So there's the cure to your answer, homophobic parents out there. Don't send your kids to gay camp.
Send them to hang out with fags.
Yeah. And I will. Yeah, we will not molest them, and we will teach them how to load a dishwasher and do laundry.
And be a snappy
dresser. Garden.
Pay rent on time.
Right. Fully functioning human being by the time you leave. And then I'll cry and move on to the next one.
And there just might be some occasional cuddling.
Oh, God, if only.
Shirtless cuddling.
Shirtless, that's all I really want. See, if I want to
have
my way
with like
you.
Elvis like
You're
that. You're
a simple man.
Yeah, I am. That is totally what Elvis did. He'd be like, I just want him in their white panties, and I want to
white
cuddle with
him. White bra and cotton panties. He liked nice girls.
He's a Renaissance man, Elvis.
Oh, a girl who was put out the first time she hung out with Elvis, he never wanted to see her again.
Oh, yeah. Screw. Well, who does?
Well, he would still do her, though.
Oh, well, yeah.
And then just not call.
Yeah, exactly. Never talk to her again.
But and he would still do her.
She would then, for the rest of her life, have the memory of that magical night with Elvis.
It's the fucking king of rock and roll.
Yeah. I imagine those magical nights kind of waned and waxed with his weight.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
Yeah, he probably had some body image issues towards his latter part.
Well,
of
and the during girl the period probably. Where he was taking the BO pills, I don't imagine he was a lot of fun to be with.
Wrapping himself in cellophane.
They make
you
those?
You know, though, a sense of humor can go like a really long way.
Oh, yeah.
It almost doesn't seem that funny either, though.
If you do, oh, well.
Not on purpose.
I don't know if Elvis did coke or not, but.
Yeah. I think he did.
Drugs go along
no,
with
no,
you.
That was Cosby.
Numb your nose up, then you can't really smell, and then you just, you know. Anyway, too much out of the bag. Right there.
I wish somebody would have told me that when I was younger.
Yeah.
I know that from the Discovery Channel. And they were like doing drug dogs, and they were like, you know what you do? You get them high with cocaine. And then they like can't.
They want to look for more.
They're just numb. They like rub a stake under their face after you give them drugs. So I'm like, really? Those poor dogs.
Yeah, those poor dogs that are high on cocaine.
And eating steak.
Those poor
right.
dogs.
And feeling great.
Like, I'm going to have a heart attack, and this is delicious.
How do you think they got that picture of him playing poker, dude?
Yeah, for 3 days straight.
It was a piece of conceptual art.
I always thought they had glued them there.
I thought they
like
drew them. I don't think those were actual dogs.
Well, like the freeze-dried dog thing, and then you just kind of glue them next to the poker table.
Oh, the poor
is that
things.
Where taxidermy has gone these days? Do they freeze-dry them?
You can, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, well, yeah,
Jeffrey
totally.
Dahmer did it.
You, well, okay.
No,
but like
you can
squirrels
like, you
and
can
dogs
like,
and stuff?
You
can, or like
no,
people?
Like people.
Yeah, see, people's there, different.
There is
we're
a,
not all hairy.
No, there is a process
layer.
By which taxidermists can essentially flash freeze your dog and it comes out. And the fur will still be like gentle to the touch. They might still have to replace the eyes probably, I think, beforehand.
You're freaking me out.
Yeah.
But you have your dog like at your house forever.
Oh, yeah, like in Scrubs.
Like that's yeah exactly that's real, but they will sometimes flash freeze the
well
animal.
I know about taxidermy, you know, like they preserve them and they pump a bunch of Worcestershire sauce in one
I
side.
I want to do that to
that makes them zombies,
dude.
No,
haven't you seen South Park?
The thing with the stuff.
No, but the way you fight zombies is turning on Thriller.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I think you guys are wrong about that.
Doesn't
actually.
That make zombie flash mob?
Check your fast.
Watch the whole video.
Check out Zombie Crawl on Facebook. They are going to be staging what's hopefully the world's largest Thriller dance. It's
29th of October?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what
so
this town
that
needs.
Out. Yeah. That will put our names on the map.
Oh, yeah.
We have people breaking world records in this town.
Speaking of world records,
okay.
Triumph Tattoo, Jason Freeman.
Yeah, how did that work out?
That is coming up. It will be the Friday after this episode comes out.
Okay.
October 14th is a Friday night going into Saturday starting at 8 o'clock for 24 hours. He is going to do 802 tattoos.
Oh, my
there's
God.
Seven,
you have to pick from a list.
Yeah, there's 7 different flash pieces you can pick from. They all have line work and shading, and, you know, it's not the most complicated tattoo in the world.
But, you know, it's tattooing. It's sterile. He's got a setup for every person, so you can have whatever colors you want. You can, you know, he's got to get all the stuff out anyway, that kind of thing. It's got to stay in Nevada, which I think is what Felix is going to go do.
Right.
But they're just off the strip. They're not really worried about people in that, like, 8 to midnight area, but a lot of places are staying open late, Pie Face and the whatnot, for the 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. people. So if you want to come get a tattoo.
Make it happen.
$20. He's just charging for the setup of his stuff and his gear and his sterility. And trying to set a record. Come on, it'll be fun.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
This is somebody who can tattoo in a hurry, right?
This is the guy who did my neck.
Oh, damn. Okay, he's good.
Which has a lot of line work and a lot of color, and it's pretty well stuck in there. So, yeah.
Okay.
Right on. Right
I just
cool.
think tattoos in a hurry sounds like free tattoos. Which
I
is like,
know,
but it's not
right?
like that. It's,
no, he has all of his apprentices and everybody else in the shop is like going to be staging the areas around. So he doesn't have to rush because all the in-between stuff is being set up by other people.
He's just going to walk from one to the other, change his gloves, slap it on, move to the next.
Yep.
That is so hot.
Yeah.
slap it on, move to the next. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Sexually.
The only thing better for Rick is if he did it shirtless in a shack in the desert in the middle of summer.
He's not gonna.
Sweat burns in fresh tattoos, though. That would be a bummer for everybody Rick. Yeah.
But in a good way.
And the photographer, because that would make for an excellent photo shoot.
Steamy.
Yeah.
Tattoos are fun. Did I mention
I came out straight?
And that's this Friday?
October 14th and 15th from 8 p.m. Friday night.
After you're done at the Mud Shark show at the wall, go over there.
Totally. The 2 a.m., 3 a.m. crowd.
Go to a show, get a tattoo.
Okay, wait. Go to a show, get some snacks and sober up, and then get a tattoo.
That's motherfucking Reno.
Right.
Except for the snacks and sobering up part, yeah.
Right.
Steven Wright's playing Saturday night, too, so if you go see him.
That's the night after.
Always
that.
Need to get a tattoo.
Ah, but they're going
that.
Until 8 p.m. So if you're the last one,
Steven,
it's 24 hours.
You do
and
it
everybody should go get a Nevada tattoo.
Right.
You love this effing place.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. We
especially
do.
If you're from like another state. That would be fucking
you
cool.
Drive
get your
from
brand.
California just to get it.
blow people's minds, you know?
Or blow people.
What up? I'm OG with Nevada.
But not at the tattoo shop.
OG no, with the envy.
That. Ching. That was the sound of the back in the day jar.
I got OG envy.
That's funny.
I got mental problems and I need therapy.
Oh, it's mental health day today. I know it won't be by the time this comes out.
That's
but...
why I brought that up.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's also Columbus Day, which makes sense.
Yeah, I noticed that today when I went to the post office and bank.
You have a child in elementary school and you didn't know it was Columbus Day?
Her school wasn't closed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the schools don't do it, just the post office.
Yeah, but didn't
they
she?
Used to.
Isn't she learning, like, the Nina, the Pita, and the Santa
heroic,
right now?
Is heroic that Christopher
yes,
Columbus
I get
come
a note
over
from
and
the teacher once a month what they're going to cover. I trust the teacher. She hadn't mentioned Columbus Day yet. I'm kind of at this point expecting her maybe to mention it when I talk to her this evening.
She should
know.
I just
anticipate your kid's at the age with all the super fun, like she's about to trace her hand to make a turkey in the next like couple of weeks.
Right now, though, she's really focused on the fact that Halloween is almost here.
Oh, word up. She's going to be a witch.
But my teacher, Miss Seaton rocks. My teacher says she doesn't think it's almost Halloween.
not yet. To grown-ups, time is shorter.
Halloween's like now. We need to start doing things. Yeah. The season has begun.
I'll just point out, we live on the same block as Leroy of Hellbound Glory. He's just like, I walk past his house every day to go to the bus stop. And one day, nothing. Next day, Halloween at their house.
Yeah.
Like, whole yard, house, everything. Fence, trees, decorated.
What'd
like,
they do for Columbus Day?
Ooh, nothing.
Nothing?
Sad.
That Italian.
They moved into the place next door and said, we live here now.
Did you know that he invented he invented America?
Invented America? Wow, he's in a category right up
is
there.
Is that
with
why
Al
the
Gore.
Italian festival is the same weekend as Columbus Day?
Yeah.
I never put that together.
And
before.
Whenever the Indians are pissed off about Columbus Day, the Italians say, wait a minute, man. Or whoa, no, that's not exactly how they say it.
Wait a minute, man.
Conspiracy.
Hey, wait a minute.
He's our guy. Hey.
Was that your Italians from Baltimore accent?
It's going to be so good.
It's a fucking Christopher Columbus.
Cristoforo Colombo.
He's going to find America. I can't do
find
it.
America. Amerigo Vespucci.
Hey, we're going to go over there. We're going to find ourselves some America. We're going to make some pizza pie. And we're going to move it all across the country. And then we're going to rule the whole thing.
Yep.
La Costa Nostra.
You know what? Yeah. If the lady who makes the meatballs at the Halfway Club wanted to rule me, I would be totally okay with it.
That lady's awesome.
Yeah, no, that
bitch
is
rules.
Awesome.
If she was all, now we shall do as I hereby decree, I'd be like, okay, that's the way it's got to be now. Because on Mondays, I'm going to be at your place.
What they got going on there on Mondays?
That's the day she makes the meatballs.
Ah.
Fresh. Good stuff.
It's fucking fresh.
So, Jessica, you didn't come in to just talk about meatballs and tattoos and stuff.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I kind of, you know.
Oh, that's a big part of it, though.
Meatballs are delicious.
But what's the deal in your hand there? Let's talk about that.
Hey, guys. In a couple of weeks, we're coming out with a compilation record. We is Dogwater Studios, where we are right now.
Woohoo! Me.
Yeah.
And Cherry Bear Records, which is me, which is where we used to be. No, where? This it used to be here.
Right.
Right.
We got started under the same roof.
30 tracks. We're really, really excited. And we questioned whether or not we're going to do a double album and if we had enough material. And then we went way, way, way over like our minimum and realized we had no choice.
Yeah. We couldn't not do a double album.
It's a big show.
Super exciting. It's like well over 2 hours of music. We have the privilege of having the masters. So I put it in the other night. We drove down to Carson. We were going to go see Onosis spin at Caterpillars.
Mm-hmm.
And we got like halfway through the first disc all the way there. And the rest of the way through the first disc all the way back. It's so much music.
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome.
And it's,
awesome.
And they are the only two people in Reno to have heard it besides me. And you guys, it is so kick-ass.
When's that going to be available?
Yeah, when do we get our hands on that?
October 27th. Speaking of records.
On October 27th,
and Halloween.
October 27th is a Thursday, and that would be the annual pumpkin carving party and CD release party.
And where's that at?
Right here.
At
Speaking of records, Rick has a bigger, better, badder every year syndrome, so we have to carve like 37 pumpkins or some crap this year.
What we did like 30 last year?
I think it was 30. Jessica,
I think
it
was 34.
Okay.
34?
So we have bare minimum has to be 35 pumpkins carved this year.
All right. Which means come with like your pumpkin carving calluses.
It's pretty awesome.
Bring your own pumpkin carving shit.
No, we have a lot of it.
And we buy new kits every year.
Yeah, and we usually have
bring a whole truck full of pumpkins.
And isn't this like your 37th annual pumpkin
we've been
carving
doing this
party?
When did we start? We started this like a million years ago.
You had been doing this even before I started hanging out with you, and that was in 99.
I bet it's been 15 years.
Jesus Christ.
99,
all
Rick.
The pumpkins that have been murdered in this home.
When it got earlier started than because... 97. Dude, I was 16.
All my adult friends, nobody carves pumpkins anymore.
I met Rick in the spring of 99 at Planet 9.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it.
Yeah, that's easy to remember. And then we met? What do you mean?
Yeah. I want to say it was like 97 or 98.
That's why we never forget.
Also,
but it was 99.
That was also the year I quit smoking pot forever.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Congratulations.
You were super
How'd that go?
Cranky. Maybe that's why I blocked it out.
Great. No, but yeah, that whole year I didn't smoke weed.
Yeah, good for you. Cheers.
When
prove
I was,
you can.
When I knew you. Yeah, and then New Year's Eve, we made a gravity bong.
Gravity bong. I miss the gravity bong.
I was kind of comatose that New Year's party.
Yeah, you needed time.
I don't remember any of it. I was chain smoking, sitting on a couch, listening to music, not ignoring the 30-degree weather in my garage in vinyl pants. And then it's time to go to bed.
But so the pumpkin carving party.
Right. Anyway.
So we cut, and all my adult friends who don't have kids don't carve pumpkins anymore, and it's so much fucking fun that you have to do it.
Totally. Oh, yeah. And then we awesome put them all mess. On tables and chairs and milk crates and everything we can to get them all lit in one picture at the same time.
And really, and what I discovered before
all these different faces.
So much fun.
Yeah, blast. So that is Thursday the 27th here at the studio, 2755 Nelson Way and Sparks.
We're inviting the internet again.
Yep, everybody can come.
Well, because the fun thing I discovered before having a kid about carving pumpkins is that you're an adult now. You can use a knife with a fair amount of manual dexterity.
And you can use a real knife.
You can make some really cool stuff, and it's not all that hard to just like go to town and sculpt a fucking spot.
The swearing ones.
Your hands are much larger.
Also, the grown-up swear word ones are some of my favorites, too.
Oh, remember the year that I had one that just said cunt across the front?
Yes, and then we hung the letters up over the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
And then when it shriveled up, did it still say it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It was the most clearest thing ever.
That's rad.
What was the one of the very first... boo, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Favorites.
I had a fuck pumpkin once.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, do you remember the time I made the one with the surprise, like circular mouth, so that he was going, and somebody at the Zephyr actually put their penis in it and took
the picture? That was Tom. Do you remember?
Yes, okay, totally.
Yeah.
I just remember the dick. I don't remember.
No, totally. Balls
him.
Hanging off the chin of your pumpkin.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's it's a fun party.
do you remember the time Little Sean, Shrew, actually murdered one?
He just punched a hole in the front of it and set it there. Like, there you go.
And then he took another one and just stabbed it repeatedly with the knife. And left the knife in it.
Memories.
Carving is a creative interpretation of the word carve. Come harass a pumpkin.
That's
kind of
scary. That's what Halloween's all about.
Halloween. So. But really, it was all done in jest and fun.
even when
that's
Rick
what Michael
fucked a
Myers
pumpkin.
Said.
Oh, I should point out.
Rick fucked a pumpkin. What?
No.
Isn't that what he just said?
Wasn't me. I had a pumpkin that said just the word fuck across
When you said you had a fuck pumpkin, I thought
I'm so sorry.
Oh, like a personal.
I should have stated that better.
That was like when Matt Davenport made it.
It wasn't a pumpkin meant to be fucked. It was a pumpkin that just said fuck.
That was a nickname for this ex-friend of his that was kind of
It's not
chubby.
Like when Matt Davenport made a dough woman at the fucking frescoes in the back, like when we used to make the dough, pizza dough. He actually made a woman out of dough. It's not the same as that?
No.
Awesome.
That's now, that's creepy too.
Wait, wait, wait. Did he?
You
use?
Get a yeast infection from that, right?
Did I?
Oh yeah.
Did he use said woman?
Said real doll.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Doe
doll.
That's a yes, and that's a
gross.
No.
So hey, in relation to the comp at the party,
let's play a song.
Well, sure, but I would like to invite everybody to really come to the CD release and not just come and pick it up later, because there's something that we've been hiding from everybody that we're going to announce at the party.
Ooh.
Yeah, and
secrets will be revealed.
There's not going to be a lot of discs. It's going to be a.
Do we all get a
they're
pony?
They're going to vanish. Real quick.
I can't tell you.
Is it a
oh,
pony?
Yeah. By the way, this whole exercise in not telling the internet my big secret that will make everyone so happy is proving it once again that it's really hard for me to keep a secret.
Yeah.
I forgot about that part. But yeah, to the actual party because we're going to
Is it a bag of money?
Maybe.
I think that one you could safely say no to if we're paying for a CD.
It is not a bag of money.
Is it a fuck pumpkin?
It is not.
Everyone gets a turn.
Good call.
I want to be first.
Okay, but how many people are coming? Can I just put holes all over it? Oh, well, tell the kids it's the Swiss cheese pumpkin.
Different gauges.
Size yourself here.
Like one of those bowling balls.
Awesome.
Right on.
Nice.
Let's hear some of that rad music from your backyard, dude.
We are playing. We played so much of that on the show that we didn't pull any of that up.
Oh, yeah. We really struggled to find stuff.
We played a ton of that on the show.
Records that I've put out that have not been guessed on your podcast.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
we're doing stuff that we've never done before.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
We had no pre-meeting to discuss what was going on.
Oh, yeah. No, so many of your recent guests have been records that I have put out that it was actually really difficult because you guys just had Carson and you just had the firebombing and you, like, Ditch the Pilot is on their way. And so there's, you know.
Los Pistoleros.
I'm about to put it out.
So. Yeah. How's that?
It's awesome. Yeah. It's so good. Andy finally brought
Do
me
we
the
get
actual
a taste
disc
of that?
Today. No, you may not.
Sorry.
It's all over the internet. You can grab as many tastes of that as you want. But no, they're about to have a full record, and it's pretty exciting.
Very cool. Good on them.
Totally.
Friends of the show.
Hey, they paid up front, too. Friends of mine.
Yay.
So what do you got for us?
Ooh, so should we start with a little bit of the Blunderbuss?
Oh,
yeah. You know, that's
a record that I put out that did not record with Rick. They recorded with Vince Gates in Carson.
I would like
to. You do not have to record with me to get done with her. And you do not have to go with her to record with me.
You can just come do it with me.
Yeah.
Breaking news alert.
It's one of the great local bands we haven't played before, too.
Just booked the Blunderbuss.
Oh, cool.
For
coming up in January.
Ooh. So here's a little taste of what you guys are going to get in a couple of months.
They will be the very first show of the new year. We'll be ringing
exciting.
In the new year with Blunderbuss.
Awesome. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So yeah, recorded by Vince Gates in Carson City. Here's a little bit of your Blunderbuss. Already gone.
Springtime, the comets came. We thought for sure we'd align, but not that time. We go our own way. Rocket twin showdown.
Oh, that was very pretty and lullaby-like.
You're Jenna's my favorite.
So, Jenna's so delicate. I want to climb into bed with her.
I think people that did not buy the record forget that they have a really sweet side. Because their show, they bring the rockin' songs and they play the aggressive stuff. And you forget that, she has that sweet girl voice when she wants to.
It all comes from the heart.
Of course, I think all of our listeners just fell asleep.
What?
To the blunderbust?
It was a slow blunderbust song. If you were,
they were like
kind of sleepy,
if you were paying attention.
I liked it.
It's okay. I liked it too.
It's a great song. Yeah, it was
kind of
sleepy.
I liked it that way.
Oh, hooray! Wow, okay. Denise is on my side.
If Riku likes it, then
you're my favorite.
Yeah, that was for Nick. Nick wanted that.
Oh,
I like the blunderbust.
Awesome. Can we just collect sets of those through the years, like the way we would notches on the
wall
for her?
Oh
feet?
Yeah,
oh yeah, that's what we have.
We have more modern ones.
Yeah, we've done a lot.
When she gets to be a teenager, she's going to be like,
Toledo.
Fuck you and your podcast.
Yeah, that's the look on Jessica's face.
I think the dirty ones are coming long before she's a teenager.
Yeah.
How many years do I have to wait before I can make her say, fuck you and your family, too?
When she gets to be a teenager,
well,
she's
going to.
Well,
you're still trying to hide it from Gina that you taught Jalen how to flip off the camera, so.
No, that is on my Christmas tree every year. It's like a picture. It's one of those cute little.
But you bury it deep in the back where no one.
No, I put it right on the front in the middle. I love that is my favorite ornament, and it's my little nephew, and we took, and I got a picture of him looking angry, flipping off the camera, and I put it in one of those ornaments that has a place for the little kid picture, and it's got little kid stuff,
like
and then it's him. It's all fuck you,
Merry Christmas.
Grown ups are dumb.
that's my girl.
So true.
She knows the secrets to life.
She'll forget them.
She'll slowly forget them if she desires to be.
I forgot that.
Yeah.
You guys just reminded me that grown-ups are dumb.
Well, hey, and welcome to it, soon-to-be parent.
Yep.
You will soon be a hypocrite and a liar. Enjoy it.
According to her.
You're only 2 years away from your kid's first sound work session here.
Oh, yeah. we'll definitely get some of those in for
her. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'll be
She's
awesome.
She's not going to say like the word cunt like Rory's daughter did. Or whatever else she had to say.
No, she didn't say cunt. She said, see you in Toledo. Rick, play it for us. Come on.
She said twat.
And I'm in the Tom section.
It makes me fart.
And when you asked her that, okay.
She said twat,
in
though,
Toledo.
She?
No, she said.
T-W-A-T.
And we had to use the same T.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just had her say TWA and then copied the
read this airplane. Totally safe.
Wow.
He's a little bit high.
You just like pulled the curtain off and just burned it. There's no more curtain. Just tell him everything we do.
No, yeah, okay, all right, fine. Yes, we keep her in a box and poke her and prod her. These are the only phrases she knows.
Say T twice.
I only got paid for 1 week.
Say awesome. Tea or I don't give you yogurt.
I am ever. A very pretty princess.
Is pretty princess Riku going to the pumpkin carving and all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Come meet Riku.
Yeah. We were discussing this today. She for a moment didn't want to do it because, well, as we discovered last year, she shares my allergy to pumpkin juice.
Yeah. Oh.
And I'd never thought about it. My whole life, I've been carving pumpkins, and yeah, my skin gets itchy, and then I wash them off, and it goes away.
She's 5.
Right. And she's having the exact, you know, and I look at her hands and my hands like, oh, look, I have hives too. But I never paid attention because I'm carving pumpkins, and that's always what happens
when
I carve pumpkins.
So can she color on them with marker?
No, we're going to wear rubber gloves.
Surgical gloves, yes.
Yeah.
Strap
little,
them on.
Little PPE.
Just duct tape them to her forearm if they're too big. It'll be fine. And then she'll
My name is Riku.
Yeah.
And then just pull the duct tape off really hard and fast.
No, but I mean, even if we have to use just those generic plastic, you know, 2 sheets of plastic turkey hand cutout gloves, you know, whatever.
No.
Dish gloves that go to her elbows, maybe.
Yeah, something.
Something.
No, I don't want them.
Maybe her gardening gloves.
And maybe she can just draw on one with markers.
No, we're going to cut. It's pumpkin carving.
Maybe she should do the hammer one.
You know, allergies.
She just doesn't have
allergies
to
are
it.
Allergies, but they go away after like an hour or two, and it's worth it. No, it's Halloween
unless they get really bad.
Yeah. No,
they
know,
either go away honestly, or they travel up your core to your throat.
My wife's allergic to everything. This is like about the only thing I am actually allergic to: raw vegetables. And
that's your excuse.
No, really. No, my mouth.
No, I'm allergic.
No, my mouth breaks out in knives when I eat salads. Yeah.
No, thanks. I wouldn't like
seriously.
Any broccoli.
I can't do melon either.
Cooked foods is fine.
I don't,
or, you know,
just don't like
vegetables,
melon.
That's fine.
Melon
but,
breaks
your
mouth out.
It, yeah, I always
bit.
Thought it was a weird thing, and that's a big part of why I didn't eat vegetables.
But the things that you are allergic to aren't severe allergies.
Right.
They're just
and honestly,
kind of itchy
Riku,
and,
as our progeny,
really annoying.
She shows all of my immune system and allergy characteristics.
Okay.
So she's going to break out in rashes, and it's going to hurt and be annoying.
I just remember being the one having to deal with it last year and being like, I wish your dad was here because I just want to wash your hands and make you not do it anymore.
No, sure. No, wait. We've been talking about it. We have a plan.
Awesome. Plan of attack is all. The pounder things are red, and she loves to hammer.
Do you want to get cut?
She's looking forward to using the saw blade.
I bet.
Of course she is.
Yeah. That is fun.
She's my kid.
You want to get cut?
Well, hey, you know, I don't think it's too early to, like, show a kid the principles of using a knife, even if you don't give him a sharp one.
Sure. No, totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
It goes the direction you're pushing, and you saw back and forth, it goes faster.
Right.
Totally.
Yeah, hold
it
away push it away from,
you.
Yourself.
No, that is a muscle memory thing you should teach early.
Absolutely. Yeah. That way, if you're using a box cutter to open something, you get it towards yourself.
You know, there should never be that thought that you do that you open it like that.
Yep. Away from
as
yourself.
The scars on my stomach will attest.
That blows dead bear.
Unfortunately, that was when I knew better and just drank a lot more.
your more muscle chances. Memory was at a lapse.
So, Cherry Bear Records, what's it about? Tell us about your DIY lifestyle.
I get asked this a lot. Like, what kind of music is your label?
I always say that.
No.
I'm
like
not asking about what kind of music. What is your local business that you got going on here?
Oh, dude. Oh, we got the embroidery, but it's on hold right now because I'm so busy with school. But, yeah, we do patches and anything I can hoop. So jackets and bags and hats and all that action.
It's so cool.
And CDs.
And CDs and DVDs.
And DVDs.
Yeah, I've done a bunch of, actually, the DVD packages I've done have mostly been metal bands. So it's all like blood and gore and like fucked up graphics and, you know, black, gray, and red.
And live show shots. And,
and just video of them and whatever. But they are really into releasing like double DVD packages of like all their live shows. And it's pretty fun and kind of gross.
Some generic.
Monsters.
Some generic metal band from Grass Valley's behind the scenes.
But also, you know, as much as we were talking about this earlier, we're trying to find people that didn't record here, haven't been guests, aren't, you know, friends with everybody and whatever. I've also recorded, or I've also published some people that, like, none of you guys know. and cool. are, you know, from Carson, or just needed a little tiny set, or, you know, little things like, I don't have a minimum order. If you just need one really nice looking thing for a presentation, you know, like, let me know. I do all that stuff.
There you go.
Totally.
Cool.
I'm thinking about instituting a maximum order, though.
So how would you get a hold of you if you wanted
Cherry
anything
Bear
done?
CherryBearRecords@gmail.com.
All right.
Or you can call and leave me a voicemail at 775-434-8487, which is 434-TITS. It is easy to remember.
Ding.
What was the
easy
first,
to remember.
What was the first three digits, though? I remember the tits part.
434. Yeah, CherryBearRecords.com. Check it out. It's fun. The website's not fabulous, but it's got all my contact info on there. And really, I like doing custom packages. I like creating stuff from scratch. I like talking to people and being like, so, what do you want it to look like? And then, like, making something and getting together and talking prototypes. And
so the real personal tailored touch.
Yeah, I don't think you really know what you're ordering if you order a three-panel thing off the internet.
No, absolutely.
Like, if you can touch it and open it and be like, oh,
you're kind of crossing your fingers and
that's the real problem with ordering anything off the internet is you want to be able to physically see, no matter what it is, you want to see what it's actually like.
Totally.
Well, I really dig your stuff too. Some of it that's like, it was actually made here in town by somebody's hands, like individually handmade CD stuff. Where do you get
robots,
that anymore?
But I have like robots to burn the discs and I have robots to print the discs, but I totally cut everything out by hand. Every package I've ever put out has been hand trimmed, hand cut, put together by me. Like,
nice.
It's awesome.
So you were saying there was a maximum.
What's the biggest run you've done?
The biggest run I've done is 200 at once.
Okay.
And that was
quite a big run.
It was a big one, yeah. I don't know. The whole house smelled like wet ink for like weeks.
Yeah. If somebody said 1,000.
I would say you can get a better deal at Disc Makers.
Okay.
I would say if you can afford 1,000 discs, they are set up to give you a really good deal on that. And I can't give you a break because I'm already giving you the best deal I can on 100. I exist more for like, hey, I need 50 of these for my first show. Or, hey, we just want to do a quick run of EPs between now and our next big thing. Or
we've got a fundraiser coming up. We need...
Totally. Such and such of this. We just want to release a single. All kinds of stuff. I'm down for all sorts of ideas. I was actually just talking to Eric Foreman and maybe putting it into the internet will make it come true. But yeah. Rick... You're moving toward your next step of having a traveling recording rig. And First Fridays at the Foxy Olive have just been now going on for a little more than like a year and a half.
Yeah. That
and
could be
wouldn't
exciting.
It be fun to put out a comp of all the First Fridays?
Yeah. Oh, that would be so rad. Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be very cool.
You know, someday when you can record other places than here.
Yeah. One day. One of these days, I'm going to run out of Reno bands and have to find something else to do.
It is not even going to happen. One of these days, you're going to quit your day job and do this full time.
There's no way to run out of Reno bands either.
Yeah, right?
They're like cockroaches.
I keep thinking I'm going to have to go look, and it never happens.
We talk about this all the time. Like, how many little tiny like home studios are out there doing it right now?
As soon as you think it's starting to dry up, there will be 10 more bands that just come out that weekend.
Yep. Dude, I'm booked till February.
All the bands that you recorded the first time around will have broken up and reformed in different configurations. Yes. Of the same people, but new bands writing new music.
That's already started about that with to Tom. Begin.
I think they're called Rigorous Proof.
Rigorous Proof. Defabulators morphing into Big Remote, and it's all getting shuffled around.
Yeah, it's like a family tree that just has a stump.
Really, I'm doing three projects right now. I'm doing three projects from the Defabulators, all
That's
members.
For Josh there.
Oh, dude, speaking of old members and stuff, coming up in a few weeks now, and hopefully you'll mention it as it comes closer. You guys hear the Zoinks are having a reunion show?
Oh, way.
For Amy Scafidi's birthday?
Yeah.
And that they plan on doing it every like 5 or 6 years now?
Well, what, do you have any date or anything like that on that? Or how can we
figure it out? Is it November 7th? It's on the internet. It's on the Facebook is where I actually saw it. And I happen to know it because Amy Scafidi's pajama party is going to go to that. So I'll be there in my flannel
pants. Zoinks is an old, like one of... You know, that's a traditional old Reno
And they're
band.
All here. They're all like, they can totally
All
do
they
it.
Play are traditional Reno songs.
From the old days of the
1990s. Really, Zoinks is like almost 20 years old. I mean.
So those
no,
songs
I was
come with a
round? No, I was to Zoinks before I ever came to Reno in Missouri.
Yeah, Zoinks.
Do they do a kick-ass version of Home Means Nevada?
God, I want somebody to do a punk rock version of that so bad. I have sent the lyrics to that song to like three different people who have all asked for it, and no one has produced a song yet.
One of you fucking punk bands out there, get on that.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, come on. I will put it out for free.
Yeah, if you guys are still listening, I saw Aversion Therapy is going on hiatus, and they're looking for ideas. There you go, Evan. Write a punk rock version of Home Means Nevada.
How does Aversion Therapy not already play that?
Yeah.
Felix is one of the people I have said those lyrics to. So Pinky Polansky may very well come out with a very aggressive version.
Pinky Polansky would do a great job.
They would do a great job, too.
Oh, the pressure's on. Hooray, now it's in the internet. Now they have to do it.
We challenge ye.
Actually, I would like both of them to do it, and then Bruce only has to learn it once.
Yeah, and then there's an A-side and a B-side, though.
There you go.
I would like to.
See, I like the way you guys are thinking.
How about the
Reno Bands, this challenge has been issued. Listen to my leather glove, slap your face. That's right. I have challenged you to a musical duel.
Hey, Nick, you're in Liver Scars. Why don't you guys talk about that?
That'd be Liver Scars, another band that should have a Home Means Nevada.
Yes.
That'd be cool.
Does this mean I should get up and actually smack Nick in the face?
Ooh, I'm always down for that. I don't care what the reason is.
Just kick him in the leg.
Ow, fuck, why'd you do that?
Look how you're dressed. You're just asking to be hit, dude.
It's a good thing we're not doing a TV show right now, Nick. You're embarrassing me.
We can totally embroider stuff like your shirt, though.
Nice. That's fancy shit, dude.
Yeah, no, totally. I can digitize anything, pretty much.
I want to get liver scar patches, and I want to get
a worst little podcast,
jackets for everybody.
We can do up to like 8 by 10.
We could all get denim jackets and get the black, red, and white logo, just the simple one, and then like get that right in the middle of the back. And we could get satin jackets and members only jackets.
Internet? I don't wear red.
Place so many embroidery orders that I have to drop out of school and do this full time.
Members only
jacket.
A members only jacket with a worst little podcast
satin?
Patch. Yeah. Satin members only jacket with a worst little podcast patch.
I might go with a sweatshirt or something.
How about hoodies?
Hey, about basketball.
Just like
jerseys.
WLP.com hoodies across like the top of the hood, real small.
Yeah.
No, big. Not huge, but normal. I don't know. We'll see.
We get a worst little podcast softball team. Or bowling team. That's
there
a good
you go.
Idea.
I've done a bowling team shirt already. It was really fun.
I would play.
Would you guys be interested
team.
In playing on a bowling team?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's do it.
And I'd bring my kid every week, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Can
she use the tiny pink ball? And
Rick, you bowl?
I have before.
I know what
dude,
it is.
I feel none of us are very good at bowling.
I'm only good at one.
I thought you were good at ball.
I'm only good at one thing that involves balls, and it's not anything with sports.
You can't bring your kid.
Right.
Sexually.
I grew up bowling.
I can't play on that kind of team.
Sorry.
No offense.
My grandma used to take me
to the
bowling alley every Wednesday for league day. It was awesome.
Yeah, my mom used to.
And that was back in the day when they still had the overhead projector, not the computerized thing. That was fun. And
my grandma and grandpa were big bowlers.
They have computer ones now?
And I got yelled at for drawing things on the directly.
When it was like a transparency and a
That's what I remember.
They were wax pencils.
See somebody's hand.
Yeah, exactly. No, I got in trouble because I actually drew on the actual projector, not the transparency.
Would you draw like a swastika?
I think
you're just evil, apparently.
A house and a tree.
Seriously? You drew a pastoral scene.
I don't remember what I drew. I remember getting in trouble for drawing on it. It wasn't what
I
drew.
It wasn't the content.
It was that I drew directly onto a piece of equipment, and I shouldn't have been touching things that didn't belong to me, and why don't you just sit down and shut up?
What you drew was totally integral to the story.
All right, fine. I drew a cock and ball.
Thank you.
I knew it.
Squirting semen onto a picture of Richard Nixon.
And then out of the corner, there was an eagle, and it was breathing fire.
That's awesome.
At least that's what the scribbles looked like to me.
And then before I could finish, they dragged me away.
It was all very queer.
But I still got to go every week, and it was awesome. I love it. I like,
let me come back.
Moral of the story is I like bowling.
Awesome.
Very good childhood memories, and I have not taken my daughter bowling yet at all.
She's also good at it on the Wii.
Yeah. She is.
Well, yeah, actual bowling is a good thing to do, I think, for a family.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's why
like
they make the little teeny
I'm not
tiny
very
things.
Good at bowling, oh, the
wifey,
I do enjoy it.
The wifey, not so much interested
you,
in the bowling.
Do they make
my
high heel
My wife's not
shoes?
Very good at bowling, but she enjoys
in
it.
In a wedge, maybe?
Probably.
The only reason I even know that word is because I know your wife.
Oh, my God. Her watching her bowl in high heels would be awesome. Because she'd do it.
She would look like it was high heels even if she didn't have them.
No, and she would, like, she'd go down there in, like, six-inch stilettos and do the, like, kick her leg up behind her and twist her hips. And, you know, I mean, she'd do it just in heels because she's crazy like that. Mm-hmm. She does not own a pair of flats.
I don't think you're even allowed to do that. I think you
She's very
no.
showy.
No, I don't think they would let her wear street shoes.
They would have regulation shoes.
But if you could, it would probably be pretty awesome.
But that's why you guys are a match, you know, because you're a very showy person, too.
You're wearing high heels right now.
Yeah. So you can just share each other's
shoes. For radio.
Are my garters still snapped in the back?
I can't see them under your dress. Okay. Would you lift it?
There you go.
Would you lift it?
Theater of the mind.
Like in the notebooks.
What?
Light in the loafers.
Like in the loafers.
Like in the
loafers. Light in the loafers.
Light in the loafers. As if she was saying.
Even I thought that was gay. Oh,
now I get it. So we should do some more music, man.
What a good idea.
What a great idea.
Okay, so
I had.
So can we pull up the I want
place
that
I want something high energy.
Okay. I got some courtesy stitch. Can we do the courtesy stitch?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
some
this is one of those bands.
Stitch.
Remember how Tom was talking about how bands like make an album and then break up before they ever do anything with it? That's what happened with courtesy stitch.
I have
and
a box
was.
Of 100 of these at my house if anyone wants
I'd like one.
One
of those, yeah.
And
come
they're
and
awesome.
Get it.
Okay. And this is my first album that I ever recorded that got finished, and it got finished after the band broke up.
But with no fuck-ups and with no, like an actual finished thing.
Yes, and got done just in time for there to be no band.
Yeah, man.
And so I hadn't heard it in years, and fucking I put it on and was all, holy shit, the vocals are too quiet, but it was cool. It was like a trip down, it was a trip down memory lane of like my first trying of mixing.
Oh, that's why I don't do that kind of
and
thing anymore.
And you didn't like remaster it just now?
Fuck
you're like,
no.
Well, the show's coming
it
up
is,
a minute.
It is a record of how much I sucked back then. And okay. I've never changed.
Oh, so that's why the prequel.
That way.
Okay, you're making excuses. Right. You should just hit play.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, what a good
how
idea.
How long
but
is
this
it?
Is, and this is, nobody liked this song, but this is my favorite song. I made his vocals at the chorus sound like Skinny Puppy.
Rick picked this song.
Yeah, so okay. If everybody hates it, it's my fault, la la.
Everybody hates it, it's Peels.
That's backwards wind chimes from my front porch.
You're awesome.
I love you and I would like it.
creepy long fade out.
Yeah,
dude, and that scary clock in the background—that's my great grandmother's clock from my shelf in my room.
Oh,
so
cool.
This is why you love that song. Yeah. It's sentimental.
That's a great idea.
Oh, in many ways.
I do love that. Like over the years, though, we're just talking about this. How you've built up a bank of your own samples, your own noises, your own like creepy clocks and weird record noise, and you know stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, we needed the record noise for the Tom
Evil genius.
Oh, yeah. The thing that has always only been published backwards is now being published forwards.
Oh, yeah. We can't even talk about that. It's totally secret.
Oh, you're letting us in on the secret already.
And Rory doesn't even know, and I think it's him.
What?
Never forget we said anything. But that's exciting.
Are you going to literally use my own words against me in some fashion?
No.
Yes. not against you.
Not
against. Use.
Yeah. But never.
Oh, yeah. So when you come to our shows, remember there are audience mics on all the time.
Oh, am I a part of that?
Everybody is. I mean, everybody that was at the show, there's so many clips of people talking because they didn't realize that there were PZM microphones on both of the trees catching the audience.
Oh.
And so there are live recordings of people just talking. And our audiences are dicks. On the CD, there's tons of like the audience just being dicks.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, like, but on the
John,
individual...
Can I just say John?
Like what? Like just talking shit?
Yeah, and telling shit to the band. Right after the very first song on the disc, somebody, John, says, well, shut up and play a fucking song. Like, totally like,
it was always one
stuff.
Of those that,
I love
any
that.
Show you
on a couple of the individual
play
sets that are early in the day, the crowd noise is just filled with your kid and Evan's kids and like kids just running back and forth, screaming at the top of their lungs, doing fucking cartwheels and having a good time.
Yeah, there's several appearances of Riku on
what
the disc.
What a bunch of screaming.
So yeah, these and we didn't mention that's what we're talking about. The comp, the disc that's being released at the Pumpkin Carving Party. Tons of great stuff, you guys. Fucking amazing. So if you were at those shows, you have to show up and buy a disc to find out if we immortalize something stupid that you said in the audience.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and keep in mind as you listen to it that this is like two whole days of music recorded, you know, 17 musical projects all day long kind of thing.
It was one day, wasn't it?
We salvaged 2010 what we could. There was a lot of technical difficulties with so much stuff we couldn't put out a whole record.
Let's remember it wasn't just technical difficulties, it was technical and chemical difficulties.
Yes.
Because several sets were destroyed because the bands were so fucking drunk they couldn't play. Not just one band, several bands.
More than one.
Were destroyed and pristinely, perfectly recorded.
Right.
And absolutely useless because they were so drunk.
Yeah. Like
but not all.
Turd.
There were like a couple of successful tracks from that.
Can't polish diarrhea. So yeah, there were a few. So of those sets, we were able to pull some stuff from three different bands.
Man.
Gross, so we actually have two whole. So when you like remember that when you hear all these people talking to each other and like one band talking to the last band that was on, they didn't play in that order. They did not just play one song. You know, they were playing whole sets. And so remember that Rick really like chopped it all together and like made these conversations.
Just like the last one that we put out in 2009. What I do is I take all the tracks and I link all of the audience noise in between so that it sounds like one continuous set throughout the entire thing and the bands are just taking turns.
Rad.
The sound never stops. It is meant to be played all the way through off the disc, not chopped up and put on your iPod.
Yeah. See that curtain on the floor, Nick? Rick just pissed on it.
No. There's
burnt
plenty,
and pissed
there's
on
plenty
it.
Still
oh,
behind
there's
the
plenty
curtain.
Secret. Yeah,
we're not telling everything
you know nothing.
Already. Yeah.
Oh, behold.
There's a ground floor, and then there's a basement, and then there's something buried under the basement.
Sub-basement
hell yeah.
That's where all the interesting things are.
And the comp is going to be very interesting.
You guys are going to love it. It's fucking amazing.
It's going
to
be super
cool.
Good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to picking up my
there's
copy.
Not gonna be, and there's not going to be many, so you better ask early and get yours.
Who are all the bands on it?
I will be personally offended if I don't get one.
Okay, so here we go. Rigorous Proof and The Shames and Big Remote, Ill Eagle, Miscreated, Present, Blunderbuss, The Grit and the Gravel, Los Pistoleros, Sick Past Nine, The Firebombing, The Riptide Bandits, Decoy, Pinky Polansky, Joni Blindman, and Nancy Plays Nurse.
Did you go through those again?
Dude, there's two.
Faster.
There's two instances.
She just gave him the bird.
No, that's sign language for your number one.
He is, too.
He is.
Just told Chewy she loves him.
Dude, there's two instances of John from the Riptide Bandits being a total dick in the audience drunk, and it's awesome. I'm very grateful to John for getting drunk and trash-talking at
the sets. There's also several instances of Felix being hammered in the audience. Felix. He's just not mean.
There's so much people referencing drunk Felix.
Dude,
on this disc.
I have random Felix drunken meanderings on that tape we played Andy. Yeah.
Pictures of him on the garage floor.
That's when that was recorded. Yeah.
Good times. Yeah. All right. So, it's going to be
in the archives,
Felix
folks.
Felix likes to drink.
A little bit.
Felix likes to drink.
Kind of.
Don't forget to check your pinky link. Hey, speaking of pinky link and our sponsors, I think it's time to throw a little shout out to the Stingray Tattoo.
Oh, word up.
What a lovely idea.
Thinking of a new tattoo? Check out online portfolios at stingraytattoo.net.
I'm going to get a tattoo at Stingray Tattoo when I turn 18.
Stingray Tattoo. Loser tested, mother approved.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Wow.
I have an appointment there on Saturday. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're a customer of Stingray at times. Customer and a client.
Rory, I haven't told you this yet. They're putting together a calendar, and I went to the photo shoot all dressed up, and I was wearing a dress that you bought me when I was 16 years old, and a fascinator
that's
that your
creepy.
Wife made me like for a wedding 2 months ago.
That's not even creepier either.
Where were you guys? It was a Stingray photo shoot.
Unaware of it.
It was in the internet, which is where you seem to exist in parallel, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I missed it, I guess.
Fail.
Yeah,
okay.
It's one of the few things
we
just must have missed.
We have kids, and, like, we miss stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. She would have been welcome. It was fun. It was that kind of thing.
No,
there were
I
lots
bet.
Of, like, couples and family. Yeah, anyway.
Totally. No, it's too bad.
Woo, Stingray!
But we took 11, and we're sorry we did miss that.
I do love it. If I had a tattoo, I would have had it from Stingray.
I need to talk to Raph.
Stingray!
Yeah.
That's funny.
Hey, can you give Stingray your own personal endorsement for us to use?
Totally, absolutely. I love Stingray Tattoo. They're the only shop in Reno that still makes all of their own needles and teaches it as like a craft.
That's enough. We just need the first like five words.
It's true.
let's get an official Jessica Stingray. What Stingray Tattoo?
Whatever you want.
Fucking rules or
what does Stingray Tattoo?
So that we can chop
you?
Out and play repeatedly.
Yeah. Stingray rocks.
I'm not going to stick my tongue out and lick the thing like, you know.
Yeah. Rory, don't do that.
Okay,
I thought the whole point of the metal ones is that you could disinfect them and put them in the dishwasher.
Oh, it's true. I was
do not do that?
I don't mind you. It's Rory I don't want doing that.
Yeah, but did you not do that since the last person used this?
You might as well take that
I don't clean them in between.
Oh, because my face has been all over this. Who's the last person you touched this?
Are you kidding me? Do you know how many metal and or rock vocals have been sung through that by people with bad breath?
Bastion of infectious disease.
Yes.
Remember that one time that guy rubbed his balls all over that one?
It's like a toddler.
That would be okay. You can't catch much from balls.
Uh-huh.
It's true. What?
You can catch something from what's inside balls, but not the balls themselves.
Yeah, you can catch another human being.
I don't know. You could probably get like some kind of
catch this.
Hepatitis or something.
If you had a cold sore, you could totally pick up whatever from balls.
Yeah.
No. What do balls carry? Balls carry maybe lice, maybe scabies.
Open
that's
wounds.
Maybe. Oh, okay, open wound is different.
Doo doo.
Hepatitis.
Balls are down by your ass, dude.
The gay gene.
The gay we totally
that
took that turn.
Athletes,
now we take almost every
balls.
Show.
Is
we have to go
back
down
on
poop
track?
And balls alley. We have to. That's part of the show.
Shuttlecock.
It's usually about this time in the
shuttlecock.
Show.
Shuttlecock.
Yeah, I know a guy who got a bad case of shuttlecock one time. Somebody's balls. It's disgusting.
Is that when it comes every few minutes? I don't get it.
I don't either.
Oh. Yeah, it's the thing he used in badminton, the little birdie.
That is not.
That's
a
shuttlecock.
They would
come up with a
They would come up with a better name
for that. No, shuttlecock. That's the birdie that goes back and forth.
I'm kidding. I don't know.
Hey.
Shuttlecock slippy wrist, dude. That's.
Yeah.
I could even tell you.
With a sidecar full of tapeworms.
I made that earlier.
Right. Tall can.
Tapeworm.
Can all I say, right. Speaking of commercial interests and all that, you know, getting your sponsorship, whatever, I just want to point out to your great listeners that, like, the whole reason Rick and I do this is to be available to people who are broke.
Yes.
We do this for so cheap all the time. And people ask me, like, how much? Like, it depends on what you want. But I have a lot of, like, really decent, like, slipcover packages for, like, $1.25 with, like, a full coverage printed disc and...
Yeah, and not like cheap shit either. It's like quality stuff.
No, you guys are doing I'm not like making labels and sticking them on the CDs and stuff over here. So, you know, it's really nice, don't think it's outside of your range. Rick is also super reasonable. If your band is like ready to record and pretty efficient and can do it in a weekend.
Yeah. If you can wait till February.
Easy to work with.
Dude, that's the whole thing. We figured out a long time ago that poor people make better music. And I want to be doing good stuff. And we don't make any money, hardly at all.
Pays for itself, though.
Yeah. Well, and we get to be part of awesome Reno stuff. So that's
what really counts.
Totally.
Thank you, guys.
Only three people in Reno who have heard a record, right?
Thank you for doing all that, too.
Totally. No, it's... Just to talking to like two or three different bands who are like, the closest we can get anything done is Sacramento, and that's far. And, I'm like,
and probably
far.
You got to work with a bunch of assholes, too. And you and Rick are both like good people to be around.
Plus, thanks. You know, they'll go to your show and see your band and stuff.
Yeah. Totally. Cool like we love that.
Yeah, you go to record in Sacramento, they're not on the internet right now talking about how great you are.
No, you guys rule. And you know what? Even there are some of – I have put out some bands of music that maybe is not my personal like most fabulous taste, and I won't necessarily go looking for it in my headphones, but that doesn't mean I don't think you deserve to have an awesome record.
Amen.
There
like
you go.
Everybody should have one. You don't have to be a particular type of anything. You just have to want to make a record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let it stand on its own, but when you have really good microphones and stuff, you can really tell
how good or shitty something is, you know.
So
yeah.
Hey Rick.
Awesome. Yeah.
Is it ready?
Is what ready?
Oh, right.
Yeah, duh. What a lovely...
The reason we do the host.
Glad we just had that conversation on the recording.
Okay, well,
that conversation occurs all the time.
Have you prepared the shuttlecock?
Yes. Right. Is the shuttlecock ready?
Let's have a big heaping helping of that right now.
There we go. It is time...
Big band time.
For the worst little quiz in the world. Not Uh-oh. Big band time.
There's a quiz?
Yes.
Felix, why didn't you warn me there was a quiz? you actually listened to this.
Wait, you've been here for quizzes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I step into the garage more frequently when I'm not a particular guest.
Under the spotlight.
On that drunk show, you were the only person besides me who was sober.
I don't think we did a quiz.
There's also the pregnant girl.
That's why.
Yeah. No, I did a quiz.
You did a J-Bot interview instead of a quiz.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right.
Oh. Oh, see, I remember the J-Bot interview guy.
All covered on a previous podcast.
Oh, by the way.
Anyway. All 30 minutes of it.
Totally. Anyway. So,
the same night as the pumpkin carving is fucking captured by robots at Jub Jub.
Oh. What, the 27th? Yeah. No, because our pumpkin carving party starts at like 6 o'clock. Yeah. Come carve a pumpkin. Yeah. We'll take a picture as the sun goes down. And then we'll... Yeah, dude.
Yes. And you can probably take your pumpkin.
I was going to say we should take all of our jack-o'-lanterns to Jub Jubs and put them on the bar and light them.
Amen.
And throw them at the robot
pumpkin.
That would be so much fun.
Robot jack-o'-lanterns.
Okay, so this has turned into a terrorist plot instead of just a party. I'm excited.
Right. Back to business.
Okay, right.
So I'm going to ask you a series of rapid-fire questions, and you're going to give me answers, and then
what happens if I stall?
I will assign you a point.
We'll fix it in post.
You said rapid-fire because I can't stall.
Well, then Rick will just have more of this bed music playing behind us. Okay.
Okay, you can't see what I'm doing right now, but it...
Oh, so... So I could use some old questions, or I should go to all the new questions?
Are these
all
new? Are these personal? What are they?
Yeah, let's do new.
They're personal.
It's like in Blogger. You click the button, and you get a new question. I would like a new question.
What is the capital of Montana?
Helena.
Nice. She is so rad.
That is correct for 10 points.
I had a puzzle as a little kid.
How do you like your porn?
Rough.
Magazine, VHS, DVD, or internet?
The answer is still rough.
Dude, the answer is still rough. Internet porn, HD on my smartphone because my phone is so smart. Best investment I've ever made. $90 for a whole year. With me all the time.
And the porn's good?
Yeah. I was telling somebody the other day, you can search by, like, shape or color, size, number of partners, like, all kinds of things.
Shape, size, color, or number.
Right. So, yeah. I have not yet not found what I was looking for at the time.
Very good.
Yay, internet.
Very good.
Yay, internet.
Yeah. Where did you lose your virginity?
In the vagina?
Good answer.
Great answer. That gets a full 100 points for that one.
See, I wouldn't have thought that.
Oh, man. Man, I thought we were friends.
There are other cherries to pop.
Cherry
Aww.
What?
Oh, my poor
it was
dog.
Named after her dog.
Yeah, who's 12. Dude,
I didn't mean your dog. I meant the butthole.
I meant doggy style.
Oh, my God.
Indignantly declaiming, I meant the butthole. Awesome.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, this is a question.
They're for written down. What?
Well, it's a question for your musicians, and you're not a musician, so I'm trying to alter it. Has running a DIY record label gotten you action?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Living in a record recording studio, too, that is a fucking way to meet people.
And I've never gotten laid from the studio, but she has.
Yeah, like a lot.
Damn it.
Juicy.
So you're here at 2 in the morning. What's up?
Right? No, band guys are cute, too, most of the time.
No
present
comment.
Company, right?
Hey.
Nicholas.
Because Nick's our hottie.
He is very
our Hispanic hottie.
Oh, thanks, guys. I feel like I thought I was the old
what
man.
What is your Antonio favorite Banderas. Category? Of thing.
Color.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice. All right.
Oh, it's always color with you, huh?
That's fair.
Yeah. It is.
In all of history, who would you fight? Like fist fight.
Well, I kind of I like to think that it should be like kind of a fair fight.
Yeah.
And honestly,
Joan of Arc.
Wow. Joan of Arc.
Thanks.
No, that's Rick's fair fight.
Joan of Arc was a badass.
She would kick my ass. Are you kidding me? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump in.
That's okay. I was kind of thinking of like Rosie the Riveter.
Rosie.
Ooh, that is hot.
Yeah. Except right.
She wasn't real, but all right, we'll go with that.
Okay.
You can picture it.
If I said Jessica Rabbit, like would you argue with me too?
Yeah, like
or would you just be like boobies?
You're not gonna touch
dude,
her,
dude. That would not be such a fair fight. She's a cartoon. She would like you
light her shit
her.
On fire.
You would hurt her. You'd have to get that like cartoon acid stuff that Christopher Lloyd made.
Oh yeah,
that's.
Oh yeah, the
just want to fight her. You don't want to kill her
over my dead body. You're gonna fight Jessica Rabbit.
He'll defend that woman to the grave.
She was pretty
I don't know, but as far as like somebody I would really, really like to just punch in the nose.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Reagan.
Yeah. Reagan.
There you go.
Right after he was all like, yeah, ketchup is a vegetable. Boom. Right in the nose.
Let's see. All right. That's all of the new questions. So I'm going to ask you a couple other questions that we all love here. Elvis or the Beatles?
Oh, crap. Really?
Yeah.
Elvis has a better sandwich.
Amen.
Neither of the
what are the Beatles?
Excellent answer.
The Beatles are into what? Jelly beans? Who cares?
I like sandwiches.
That's Reagan.
You know who makes an excellent sandwich based on the legacy of the king?
Oh, we do.
Gourmelt.
Oh, Gourmelt. Oh, yeah, they're king with the
crispy bacon and the peanut butter and the gooiness
banana.
And the whatnot.
And the bread is like that fresh baked bread from
F, yeah,
the bakery.
Buy local.
So good.
So anyway, moving on. Sandwiches are delicious.
Oh, let's see. Blind or deaf?
Oh, God. Shoot me now.
Oh, come on, pick one.
Oh, dead.
Nice.
Okay.
Must have all senses. All
no. Right. I could lose my hands. I could lose both of them.
Must be able to see and
hear. And hear. Okay. Right. What do I do for
Clash?
Fun? Music.
The Clash or the Sex Pistols?
Sex Pistols.
Oh, good answer.
Nice.
Although the Clash is awesome.
Yeah.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Gay or ginger?
I kind of like them both.
Bravo.
I just do both.
Who do I live with?
Check the pinky link.
Finally, confess a sin. This is the stumper.
This is the best part of the song.
I was having the quick, like, do I know all the seven deadly sins? And I'm thinking,
pick your best
the
sin.
One where you eat way too much, way too often. Gluttony.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
That's the best one.
Because, like, you know, sometimes you sit down to have a smoke and then you realize you ate the entire bag of goldfish.
While you're having a smoke.
Lust is pretty good.
Yes,
though.
That happens to me sometimes.
Yeah, I kind of enjoy
smoke. I was thinking, you know, yeah, you sit down and, oh, I'm just going to have, like, a little handful.
And I'm only going to have one rib.
Just dude, one I also rib. Really enjoy going out to fabulous dinners, and there are lots of places you can go here for fabulous dinners.
Yeah, that's Reno is a great town like, for eating.
We love EG, so I gorge on sushi. However, I love Granite Street, and I love their charcuterie plate, so I always get an appetizer and a whole plate. Like, it's amazing.
You know, Louisiana is also an excellent place for eating. However, you will gain weight faster at sea level in the south. You know why?
Why?
Because they fry everything down there. So
oh, yeah.
Like, really, there's a lot less fried food here. And the fried food is so good. And it's everywhere. Like, little fried chitlins and okras. And
catfish.
And oh, dude, my corner store is at Dickie's now. And I can go get fried okra whenever I want to. For, like, $2. They give you, like, a half a pound.
And fried pickles down there are pickle slices, like potato chips. Yeah. Not, like, whole.
That's how I always pictured it.
Fried pickle.
Everybody Cheyenne goes to look for it around here.
The crap. No, I expect pickle chips.
Right. Yeah.
Seriously, like they serve you a dill pickle like a corn dog?
Yes.
It's kind of awesome.
It's not as good as it sounds.
Pretty cool.
I bet it's pretty good.
I think the first bite would probably be really good, but I wouldn't want the whole thing. But pickle chips, I would eat a whole bag of.
Not liking pickles myself, I can't really comment.
There are so many things wrong with you. Bananas, too.
Pickles are fucking great. We've been at my house right now, we're eating a lot of pickles.
Fuck yeah. Preserved vegetables. They're tasty.
Sexually. I have a question. Good one. Name who you would ruin your relationship for. Anybody, like a fantasy, ruin your relationship for?
You guys are presuming that doing someone that I am not in a relationship with would somehow ruin my relationship. Uh-huh. And that would not be a relationship I would be in.
Uh huh.
All right. Who would you do?
Like, who do I want to sleep with right now?
Olympia Dukakis or Michael Dukakis?
I don't even understand the question. I was in second grade.
What the fuck?
Do you know who
Olympia
Dukakis is?
No.
She's an actress.
What does she act in?
As an old lady in lots of things.
Oh. Well, he is now also a very old man or dead, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, they are now.
This question escaped me.
Herself in an episode of The Musters, I think.
I don't know. Honestly, you know what? My sex life is really good, and I don't spend a lot of time fantasizing about other people that I'm not doing it with.
Okay.
Nice.
I picked Rose McGowan, by the way.
I believe I was just high-fiving Marilyn Manson, not to his face, the other day for being an articulate enough person to have bagged that one.
Nice.
So I agree with you there.
Pre-Manson.
She's a hottie.
Jessica's answer is very, it's very Conan. To crush your enemies, to see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentations
of their women.
Yeah. Okay. That's your attitudes on sex.
I think that was Conan.
I thought you were talking about the guy.
I thought you were talking about the
Conan.
6'2" redhead.
Conan
who's
the barbarian.
The ginger.
Conan the barbarian.
Yeah, but you meant Conan.
It's Conan.
The ginger
Conan
talk show
the barbarian.
Host.
Yes. With his mighty sword.
And Andy Richter
ginger
by his
apocalypse
side.
Is coming. I'm telling you. Daywalker's right. amongst
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I'm married to one.
Be careful, children.
Word up.
This Christmas I'll be able to share the tale. The tale of why gingers hate Christmas.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It has to do with Santa's elves and coal mines in Spain. So we'll get to that later.
Spain. Seems a long way from the North Pole.
Yeah, I think we can close out the music here.
How'd you do?
Jessica, you have a fine score of 460 points.
Nice.
Relative to what?
Middle of the pack.
Pretty good, yeah. It's better than Dave Richards, but you know, not as good as Layla James.
No, Jackson. Didn't Jackson have one of the lowest scores ever?
Jackson, 3, yeah, just 30 or something.
Yeah, no, he's like 75.
I think Dave Richards was the first person ever to take the quiz, and you gave him like 26.
Well, yeah, no, but somebody got like a 4.
That was Jackson.
Yeah, I think Jackson got like a 4.
Is your wind stuck, or are we just boring?
I was kind of insinuating that we were boring.
Just play that the whole way.
Oh, that it was taking a long time for the
really
show.
It's a really polite
to
euphemism for
go somewhere.
I just let it play out. Whatever.
Right on.
I was busy talking.
As per.
I get so distracted because I'm not used to doing it all the time.
Sexually.
So do we want to get to another song?
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's time.
So now. So what do you think? What do you want to jump to?
Do you want to play another Blunderbuss song, or do you want to play some Flannel Fish? or do you
save
want
to save the bus? We're going to have them on in
okay.
a couple
yeah,
months
good
here.
Point.
Okay. So we could go, you know, we
do you
want to
play a
rock
and pee hole song that makes you happy? Oh, something well, spazzy and all about gay prison sex that makes you want to jump up and down real hard?
Oh, that one, that's scary, really? Do you want to play that?
Put it in the internet.
Oh,
it'll be fun.
Dude. Oh, my
this
God.
This sounds
sorry,
provocative.
Yeah, sounds promising.
Fuck
yeah.
It. Fuck it.
I don't remember the title. I believe it is Caca Treats.
Dude, that is, okay, this is fucking
who is
scary.
This?
Do you want to talk? Tell a little bit about this?
This is another Courtesy Stitch song, but okay. This is P-Hole as the lead rapper.
Okay.
And it's not very nice.
He is a scrawny white guy who is going to sing to you now about like, gay you, prison sex and spreading the HIV.
All right,
do you feel uncomfortable
hole.
About playing this, Rick?
A little bit. And I did all the music for it, and it was, again, this is one of my first albums. This was my first album that ever was completed.
You, would you rather play
is this
like
no, no.
Forged
no, this is
by Final Fantasy?
This
wait.
Is the kind of thing that I never would play because it's so because it's so filthy.
All right, if it's
very busy.
It's,
if
freedom of speech
for the
rules.
Show.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Everybody,
occupy
enjoy,
dog water.
If
enjoy
you're
this.
Yeah. Listening to this show, I've been sweating
I'll go
like
to
a sailor for an hour now.
And
it'll
what kind
fun.
Of parent are you?
Right.
So right.
So, but if you are, don't let them listen
yeah,
to this part
this,
for real.
Does this pass the front seat test?
Not even close.
No.
This doesn't pass the baby in the trunk test.
Here's the thing, though. Unless you're tuning into like Kate Cotter or maybe Sophie or something when she was here, pretty much you shouldn't be listening. This with your kids around.
Right.
Come on, be a
yeah.
better parent. Jesus.
Yeah, get your shit together.
Yo, slut. Yo, I see you looking at this fucking fine piece of meat. My name is Johnny T-Hole, but you can call me Delicious. You better fucking understand who the fuck you're talking to. Cause bitch, I am the Lord of Pussy. Hey, yo, I know you're ready when I spit my shit. Cause my cock gets hot and your ass gets wet. So look into the eyes of a motherfucking madman. Fucking dead women in a motherfucking trash can. So get with a motherfucking program. Inside a business, you gotta wash your own hands. My case, I'm washing off shit. Yo, rock up some coke, son. I'll take a hit, I'll throw a fit. Don't get my way, yo. Look out for my pee-pee spray. You better pray. I'm not coming for your daughter when I give that bitch back. Be corky retarded. Grab my feet on the floor when I walk. When I see nasty people get that titty a shock, that's the way that I walk. It's a fact of life, my words as good as gold. I'm inside with your girl and you're out in the cold. As far as I'm concerned and I know this much, yo, things turn to chrome with everything that I touch. So go ahead and test me if you don't think it's true. Cause I got a sharp knife and something to prove. Left your girl all alone, so I went ahead and took her. Banged her on the floor like a fucking subwoofer, but she's a hooker. So I took her to the street, banged her head off the motherfucking concrete. It's so sweet, the way I'm nibbling the meat. Sicker than used condoms and cum-filled sheets. Or conga treats, that's how it is. Some dudes like to squirt, but yo, I like the fizz. Don't come home. Bad in the bone, burn a soul and AIDS infected. Never know for sure my angle will be direct. I'm in sleep.
That was rad.
Dude, I forgot. I haven't heard that in years.
That
Damn.
Was a gem, dude. Dude,
the
music sounded great.
That's yeah, quality. Yeah, for sure. The beats are awesome, and I really enjoyed the lyrics.
You like the dirty rap, right?
Yeah.
My pee-pee spray.
He said I could probably
relate to.
AIDS
monkeys in cages, and yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's like, did you really? There's a lot of points in that session that I thought, did you really just say that? Jesus, dude.
So
nuts.
Who
was
Courtesy Stitch? Let's enlighten
Kevin Dunn and Johnny Stremski, P-Hole.
Right.
And half the album had
Dan, and half the album had Preston.
Yeah, as
drummers.
And then and P-Hole and
I want
Kevin
one
did
too,
the guitar
please.
And bass action.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that album is fucking amazing. It's all over the road. There's that song. There's the first song we played, and then there's like pretty like classic rocky stuff, and then there's like sad stuff, and it's all over the road.
That sounds like I could really get into.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Wow. Yeah, the sample that goes chop 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 chop. open the it's awesome. That's a great.
That's
sample.
A sample.
It wasn't even a sample.
It's a great recording.
No, that's what they did in the studio, man.
Well, and I'm sober, and he's like, well, you know, I wish I had a mirror and a razor blade.
Yeah, I remember. Knock, knock, knock. What do you want? Do you have a razor blade? What? Like a disposable daisy? You can take it apart.
The curtain is now decomposing.
Have you got a credit?
No,
you got a library
Kevin
card?
Knocking on my door, being
Yeah, Kevin's been on national television with that show.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, if anybody saw the Reno episode of
Insomniac, David Tell.
The crazy guy. you're
Kevin
drunk.
Dunn and Damon Watson, and I'm not sure who else. New project, and there's rumor of a 7-inch.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, they're close.
Rumor.
I kept telling him that
sounds
wanted.
Sounds awesome.
Who knows?
Yeah. Rumor
very cool. Very
trust
cool.
Those guys to make
so
some good
fucking
shit.
Rad.
Yeah, no, good bands,
hard,
good musicians.
Crunchy rock.
All right, I think we're running up on the end of the show here. I see it in the near distance. Josh, you wanted to talk up.
Yeah,
the
well,
Mud
there's
Sharks
there's a great show,
here.
Like one of the heavyweights all time of Reno bands, the Mud Sharks, who ended up being I think number 6 on our stupid Memorial Day countdown. But they're but really
you
they're
stupid.
They're like the most popular.
They're a
band, and they're playing UNR's homecoming is this week, and Friday night at the Little Wall, which is like it's called. They're calling it Old Guys Night. It's something the Nevada Alumni Association is putting on.
Oh, okay.
The Mud Sharks, and opening up for them is MC Pickle and the Juice, who are fucking also badass.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, so I think if you want to see the Mud Sharks at the Wall, like you did when you were
16,
like you did if you went to college at UNR in the early 90s, drinks. And you want to see something really cool, and you want to see the Mud Sharks get back together, which is a rare thing because they live all over the country now.
Yeah,
yeah,
no,
go
that'd be fantastic.
This Friday. At 9 p.m. at the Little Waldorf.
That's the
I heard
and
they
then go 14? Get a tattoo.
And then get a tattoo. And also, if you're in Lake Tahoe and you can't make it down, the Shames are playing that night too at Whiskey Dicks.
Hey.
And
cool,
yeah.
Cool.
Fun.
I heard they're doing a second show that was at,
yeah,
at
I heard
the
that
Black
too.
Tangerine.
I don't know the details on that one, but yeah. Yeah,
it's in the new local. I mean, the newest news and review. So look in the news and review.
I really think that you should go check the Mud Sharks.
I love the Black Tangerine if you can find it.
It's rare.
Yeah. I stumbled across it when I first came back to town last year.
Down on the wrong end
nice
of town
space.
For me, but
I didn't
like
go inside,
spot.
But I stumbled across inside. The parking lot.
I've been meaning
lot.
To go in there, yeah, but it's a little bit out of my stuff. Neighborhood.
If anybody
I like
can get you out there, it should be the Mud Sharks.
Yeah.
They're
so good.
Yeah.
If you like ska and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Coming up at Jub Jub's this week, we've got a bunch of great shows. Wednesday night here on the 12th. We've got TV Ghost, a really cool band out of, somewhere in the Midwest. and then on
I love the music
here.
From there.
Sail through it.
So yeah.
Next.
It's TV Ghost is swampy, psychedelic, hateful, forbidden, thrashing post-punk.
It's my favorite.
Could be
comment.
Fun.
Yeah, no, I listened there. To a couple tracks and it was really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool stuff.
Cool.
The next night on the 13th, we've got the Johnson Creek Stranglers. And Amador Farm Drunks, a lot of psychobilly, cowpunk, hillbilly kind of thing. And then, let's see, Friday, we've got, there's Stuart in the Basement and Above All Things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mr. Julian Peach taken back to the stage. I think it's been a minute since they've played. And then on Saturday the 15th, they're having a Ben's party. This is not a decompression party. Mm. Did you not go to Burning Man? Did you not care about Burning Man? Would you like to get drunk on cheap drinks and watch cockfighting? Come on
party.
Down. Yeah.
All right.
It's a big party there.
Human cockfighting, dude.
I don't. All the Facebook event says is no animals will be harmed.
Only people born in 1981.
So maybe
you know what? Fuck them though. Anyway,
maybe there will be a lot of maybe there'll be a lot of Viagra going around that night. some cockfights.
There's a rumor. There's a little rumor.
You never know what you get at Jub Jubs.
I love the
classiest
wheel.
Dive bar in Reno.
I love the wheel. You never know what you're gonna get.
Yeah,
I have one.
All right, Nick. Yeah, what?
So this comes out on Wednesday. So this Monday, me and Maya are hosting trivia at the Foxy Olive.
Oh, rad.
At 9 o'clock.
Guess this is one week you guys won't be winning.
Yeah, we won't be winning nothing because we'll be the hosts.
Have you been killing it?
You want to give me a hint on what you guys will be asking?
No, we can't put out hints to the categories. It'd
just
make
wondering.
It way too easy for you. But if you show up, I guarantee it'll be a lot more fun than the guy who did religion and other mysterious myths last week, dude.
If I was you, I'd do Nevada history, football.
Rick would have liked it, but
I would have ruled that night.
Yeah, no shit. I would if you were hosting.
That's Timothy 457.
Yeah, all those freebies would have done you so much good, right?
Just knowing Chewbacca, if he was hosting,
right.
You'd go, okay, well, I'm going to go learn some fucking sports.
Northwest Reno cultural history from the early 90s, general Nevada history and football, then I'll be there.
Okay, well, you can take a chance because my categories I think you'll like. You'll
okay,
enjoy.
All right. We're going to be here next Monday night
to
together,
to
so maybe I'll go with you.
Play.
Yeah, team Martin. Dude.
Yeah, just me Sweet. And me.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, Christina can't really hang out at the bars right now.
Not where they smoke. Teams? That's right. Yeah. Not where they have smoke, that's for sure.
Yep. You can play in teams?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Up to four,
me
I believe.
And Nick and Maya killed people one night there.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Like, literally.
Did the cops show up?
Yeah, it was
they
a
should
slaughter.
Have, though, because it was a slaughter.
We brutalized those fuckers. Whenever we play with Eric and Daisy, too,
well,
we
get
slaughter.
On down to the Foxy Olive, and you can meet lots of fun people.
Yeah, Monday night. It's free, too.
Right.
You can win prizes.
Well, Jazz was there. Plug the website one last time.
Woo!
Where can we find you?
CherryBearRecords.com. Just like it sounds. CherryBearRecords. Cherry Bear. See, I can't even spell it. That's
Cherry
how long it is.
That's a different website. CherryBearRecords.com.
Yeah.
And it's CherryBearRecords@gmail as well. All right. Check that out.
Do we have a link on our site?
424 tits.
We do as soon
four,
as this
three,
hits
four.
The air.
434 tits, yeah. My bad.
We have a link on Worst Little Podcast.
And that's in the 775.
Check it out.
So once again, ladies and gentlemen, for Dogwater Dick, Nick Ramirez, Josh Martin, Cherry Bear Jess, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, wishing you a good night, ladies.
Thank you, Dick. On the Worst Little
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass. I feel that I have detected some evil.
Dogwater.
This is the most impudent lunacy.
Studios.
I deserve to be punished.